You're listening to WGXC, Accra, 90.7 FM.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show, the Christmas Eve edition, and we're going to get everyone in the holiday spirit with songs that are almost Christmas songs today. Songs like the Die Hard of songs. It's a Christmas song, but it's not a Christmas song. And we'll also hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all begins after the local news, which is next on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
This is the news. This is the network. Network.
On air, in air, waves controlled. A stream runs through. This is the network. Network.
This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
AM Mountain. This is Lieutenant Commander Bill Lewis of the North American Aerospace Defense Command with this hour's Santa Claus flight report. Moments ago, Santa began making his deliveries in cities in Australia. We expect he will be making his way around the land down under for a while, and we hope to get Santa Cam sightings later this hour. NORAD will continue to provide hourly updates of Santa's whereabouts, but for instant updates on his travels, log on to www.noradsanta.org or call toll-free 877-HI-NORAD.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Greenville Drive-In 32, a destination for movies and music under the stars of the Northern Catskills since 1959. Seasonal programming information at drivein32.com. or 518-966-2177.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of FET Press in Hudson, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Noah Eckstein is reporting for Columbia Green Media that a local law intended to protect tenants from evictions without cause was rejected December 21st by the Hudson Common Council in a 5-5 tie. The vote was a shock to renters in the community, many of whom were hoping the law would cap rent increases at 5%. An earlier version of the good cause eviction law was approved by the council in September on a vote of 8-0. But First Ward Alderperson Rebecca Wolf argued that Mayor Kamal Johnson should veto the bill because it was missing key protections such as a guarantee that renters would not be displaced if a property owner chose to sell. The bill was vetoed in October, Wolf said. Quote, hindsight being 2020, I wouldn't have suggested the amendment, unquote. Further delays by the city's former council Jeff Baker and Council President Tom DiPietro's failure to reintroduce the bill soon enough caused it to languish, Wolf said. DiPietro said he will make sure the council gets back to the legislation in January. Claire Cousin, president of the board of Hudson Catskill Housing Coalition, said, quote, "The people who sit on the council don't represent the people in their district. They represent self-interest. I'm not surprised, but I'm very disappointed," unquote. Disheartened by the outcome, Second Ward alderperson Tiffany Garriga said, quote, "We have seen people in the city suffer for years. People are losing their houses, and this law would have made it fair," unquote. Third Ward Representative Ryan Wallace and Fourth Ward Representative John Rosenthal said they voted against the measure over fears that property owners would sue the city. Voting no were Dominic Moranti, Jane Trombley, Eileen Halloran, Rosenthal, and Wallace. Those voting in favor of the measure were Dewan Sarwar, Maliki Walker, Wolf, Garriga, and DiPietro. Shershat Mizan abstained. Note, DiPietro and Johnson are active on-air volunteer programmers at WGXC. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
Dan Walden is reporting in the Columbia paper that Columbia County District Attorney Paul Chica will not present a beating case involving a Columbia County Sheriff's deputy to the grand jury again after Columbia County Judge Richard Kowiek dismissed several charges against the four defendants on December 10th. Chica could have appealed the judge's decision or presented the case to a grand jury again. Instead, he will go to trial with far fewer and lesser charges. Kowiek dismissed second-degree gang assault charges against all four defendants and some other charges after four people beat Harold Handy of Kinderhook to near death at the home of a sheriff's deputy on July 5, 2020. The judge said there was insufficient evidence for the gang assault charges against former Valencia Gym owner Alex Rosenstrach, 38, County Sheriff's Deputy Kelly Briscoe Rosenstrach, 34, IRS Law Enforcement Agent Brian Hank, 37, and Corey Gaylord, 31, a contractor. Handy was hospitalized for 2 days and needed two surgeries because of the beating he took at the home of the Rosenstrachers on County Route 21. He had a large hematoma over his left eye and a broken orbital bone, and one of the surgeries was to put a plate to cover the area where the operation was performed, according to the judge's decision. Pretrial hearings on the few remaining charges will be held over 2 days starting April 4th, 2020 at 9:15 a.m. And you can read more about this story in the Columbia paper.
Bernadette Hogan and Nolan Hicks report in the New York Post that New York shattered its record of new COVID-19 cases by over 10,000 December 23rd, announcing over 38,000 positive coronavirus cases. The fast-spreading Omicron variant of coronavirus is believed to be the cause of the record. The day before, the state announced 28,924 new cases. Quote, "We are experiencing the winter surge, and numbers are expected to rise. You can also expect to reduce your chance of severe illness from COVID-19 if you get vaccinated and if you get the booster," unquote, said Governor Kathy Hochul in a statement. Another 63 New Yorkers also died from COVID-19, officials announced December 23rd. Locally, Columbia County announced 69 new cases December 23rd, and Greene County announced 86 more cases and another death. The only good news, Rensselaer County officials announced on social media that they've received 70,000 KN95 masks from New York State for distribution throughout the county. That comes after Governor Kathy Hochul announced on December 20th a mask distribution throughout the state and funds for counties to distribute them and enforce the current mask mandate. Read more about this story in the New York Post.
Occupying Soup reports that state police are warning local seniors about a, and I quote, "grandparent scam," end quote, on phone calls recently. Scammers phone claiming that someone's grandchild or other relative has been arrested and a bail as high as $30,000 needs to be paid immediately to get them out. In Chatham, the victims left $12,000 outside of their house to be picked up by a courier. In another case, state police say the callers got the victims to send payments of cash through the mail hidden inside old magazines. The calls also have claimed relatives are in serious accidents. Any phone request for cash should be treated skeptically, police say, first with a pause to figure things out and make calls to other relatives to confirm any details.
Senior should also phone the police for help if they are unsure about the call. Police also warn to never send cash through the mail or by prepaid debit cards or gift cards to send money to someone requesting it by phone. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup.
The New York State Office of Parks, Recreation, and Historic Preservation December 23rd announced the Rodan Brewing Company in Hillsdale is one of nine projects and one individual being recognized with a 2021 New York State Preservation Award for their efforts to preserve the state's history. Rodan Brewing is being recognized for excellence in historic rehabilitation for the adaptive reuse of the former Buckley Store building. Built in 1851, the building sat vacant for a time before it was rehabilitated into a craft brewery and a restaurant with the help of historic rehabilitation tax credits. Other recipients include the Westerfield Estate in Armenia, in Dutchess County, the Gloversville Public Library in Fulton County, the Grant Cottage State Historic Site in Saratoga County, Building B at the Brooklyn Navy Yard in Brooklyn, Point O' Woods Historic District on Fire Island in Suffolk County, the Clinton Avenue Row Houses in Albany, the Kreiner Malt House and Grain Elevator and Northland Corridor Redevelopment Project, both in Buffalo, and Lucy Rockefeller Walitsky. State Parks Commissioner Eric Kulisid said, quote, "The diversity of the projects being recognized demonstrates that preservation begins with passionate local individuals expanding their advocacy into productive partnerships," unquote. Read more at parks.ny.org.
Chloe Callahan reports in the Times Union about the obituary that went viral across the nation this week that was written by a man from Prattsville in Greene County. Andy Corin submitted electronically the obituary from the Fellow Mountain Cafe in Hunter to the Fayetteville Observer about his mother, Renee Mandel Corin. The obituary began hinting at what was to come, and I quote, "A plus-size Jewish lady redneck died in El Paso Saturday," end quote. It went on to say, and I quote, "Renee lied a lot," end quote. A second section read, and I quote, "But on the plus side, Renee didn't cook, she didn't clean, and she was lousy with money too," end quote. The obituary also praised his mother for, and I quote, "Dyeing her red roots, weekly manicures, dirty jokes, pier fishing, rolling joints, and buying dirty magazines," end quote. In a few days, the obituary had been shared, quoted, and liked by thousands of people all over the country. He said, and I quote, "How I write comes from a centered daily practice," end quote. Corin, who describes himself in the obituary as his mother's, and I quote, "favorite son, the gay one who writes catty obituaries in his spare time," end quote. Corin said he doubted that the newspaper would publish the obituary and did not think it would go viral. He had to go to Hunter to send the obituary because of the lack of internet service in Prattsville. Corin said of Prattsville, "I lived there during the dark days of the pandemic until now. It's been a tremendous blessing in my life. I love Greene County," end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union.
Melanie Lakosovic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media that the Ravenna Queeman Selkirk School District inducted 18 former students into the district's Athletic Hall of Fame on December 18th. The Hall of Fame was created 3 years ago to honor both athletes and coaches who have had an impact on the district. Quote, "We started this before the pandemic in 2018, and then we had another class in 2019, unquote, said teacher and coach Bob Durance before the ceremony. A committee of six former coaches and athletic administrators from Ravenna reviewed lists of former players and coaches to choose the cream of the crop. Of the 18 2021 inductees, four were brothers from the Baranska family, each earning recognition in sports as diverse as wrestling, football, track, and basketball. Two of the inductees are coaches and 16 were athletes, spanning the years 1953 to 2006. Four families had multiple inductees, the Baranskas, Connors, Sinigan, and Stott families. Gary Van Derzee was one of the two coaches inducted. He has coached five sports at RCS, football, wrestling, bowling, baseball, and outdoor track. He also served as the RCS athletic director from 1999 to 2005. Coach Bruce Stott was also inducted into the Hall of Fame for his work with football, boys and girls basketball, and softball teams. Read more about this story in the Ravenna News Herald.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website,
WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, Christmas Eve, there will be light snow, likely before 9 a.m. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a temperature high near 38 degrees. And more snow on Friday night, mainly after 10 p.m., with a temperature low of around 30 degrees. And on Saturday, Christmas Day, there will be snow, possibly mixed with rain before 7 a.m., then a chance of more rain with a temperature high near 42 degrees. And Saturday night, a chance of rain before 1 a.m., then a chance of rain and snow. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 34 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
It's Christmas Eve, and you've tuned into Creative Community Voices on the radio at WGXC, including at 10 a.m. we hear from the Global Agogo Show, and the second week of their three-week year-end in review. This week, they're tuning in the top singles of 2021 from around the world. At 1 p.m., then, we switch to Christmas Eve programming with all sorts of holiday treats, new and old, historic WGXC holiday broadcasts, and more. You'll hear all sorts of sounds and songs and stories to get you in holiday mood from 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. and then from 7 p.m. into the late into the evening. Clubhouse Radio at 6 p.m. is the one interruption of that. We'll go live to the Kids in Catskill on Main Street at 6 p.m. So stay tuned for all sorts of Christmas Eve sounds and stories on WGXC 90.7 FM.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
The Catskill High School Interact Club has scheduled its Martin Luther King March for Peace and Justice for February 17th. The event meets at the Second Baptist Church in Catskill at 5 p.m. Then a candlelight march starts at 5:15 p.m. The group will march from the Second Baptist Church, that's at Upper Main Street on Catskill, to the Greene County Courthouse, to the Catskill Middle School lawn. That is, again, the Martin Luther King March for Peace and Justice, February 17th, organized by the Catskill High School Interact Club. Go to the WGXC community calendar online at WGXC.org for more information about this event and many other community events in your area.
Find out where the music takes Byron Westbrook on the next Deep Threes, when he lights the fuse on a bundle of sonic textures just waiting to explode. Plus tracks from Harold Budd, Kamasi Washington, and Daphne Oram remixed. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, December 24th. Around 6 a.m. this morning, we see 23 degrees in East Bern and 27 degrees in Netherwood. We have some snow tapering off this morning before 10 a.m. A high of 36 is expected at 1 p.m. Should be pretty easy on the travel out there. Overnight temperatures fall to 29 degrees before midnight. Then things start to warm up and rain begins around 2 a.m. Icing could occur, so travel at this time is not recommended. It will be 36 degrees by dawn, then light rain is expected all day long on Saturday. In the evening, rain will continue as temperatures fall. Icing will be very possible. Again, at this time, travel is not recommended. Rain will taper off by 6 a.m. Sunday morning. The afternoon will be dry with wind gusts, keeping it cold, and a high temperature of 43 degrees. A dusting seems possible on Monday. Today's tide schedule is low tide at 12:31 a.m., high tide at 6:25 a.m., low tide again at 12:10 p.m., and high tide again at 6:02 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 35 degrees. Sunset today will be at 4:14 p.m., and sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:18 a.m. Looking way up, we see multiple coronal mass ejections have been released by several solar flares. Collision is expected today and tomorrow. Solar wind speed is currently 443 kilometers per second at 4.9 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently fair below 15 megahertz till dark, then fair across the board with good conditions below 8 megahertz. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 2, quiet. The current sunspot number is 143. And this has been the Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Christian Swenningson of Stuyvesant, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXC sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXC.org and click Donate. Thank you for your support.
Support comes from support for
United Airlines. United provides
support for NPR
in cities like Boston, New York, and Washington, D.C.
Underwriting today is provided
United Airlines,
by
Mother Nature, and Music,
Jutus, Juice Bar Blend, and by Whitney Farms, producers of a complete line of
Public Radio.
.com.
United provides just another way. National Business Radio is rising. National Public Radio.
National
Business Radio
comes from
United Airlines,
Borders, Books, and Music.
Jutus, Juice Bar Blend.
United provides just another way. National Business Radio is rising.
Public Radio.
National Public Radio. Nonstop Business
Radio. .com.
Public
Radio.
Nonstop Business.
Underwriting today is provided by Inktomi. That's Inktomi Scaling.
National Public Radio.
At inktomi.com.
National Public Radio.
National Public Radio.
Nonstop Business.
Radio.com.
Public Radio. National Public Radio. Nonstop Business.
Should be tips.com. Soil Amendments and Mulches.com.
National Public Radio. Radio.
Public.
National Public Radio. Nonstop Business.
Public Radio. Well, lots of pretty good news there. Thanks, Joe. That report brought to you by
NationalBusinessRadio.com.
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and red. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness of my soul.
Thank you. You're listening to The Morning Show on WGXC 90.7 FM.
To help me, you know, he put me at ease, and he loved me so naughty, made me weak in the knees. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I'm so hard to handle, I'm selfish and I'm sad. Now I gone and lost the best baby that I ever had. Oh, I wish I had a river I could skate away on. I wish I had a river so long I would teach my feet to reindeer singing songs of joy and peace. I wish I had a river I could skate away on.
It's colder days.
times in a dream. You appear outside under the purple sky, diamonds in the snow. Miles is very far through the snow. I'll think of you wherever you go.
About your baby. Sometime I wanna wrap my cord around her. Sometime I wanna burn a candle for ya. Sometime I wanna wrap my cord around ya, Lord. Sometime I wanna burn a candle for ya. Yes, I wanna keep ya.
If you'll gather round me, children, a story I will tell. Pretty boy Floyd, an outlaw, Oklahoma knew him well. It was in the town of Shawnee. It was Saturday afternoon. His wife beside him in his wagon, as into town they rode. There a deputy sheriff approached him in a manner rather rude, using vulgar words of language, and his wife she overheard. Pretty boy grabbed the log chain and the deputy grabbed his gun. In the fight that followed, he laid that deputy down. There's a many a starving farmers, the same old story told, how this outlaw paid their mortgage and saved their little home. Others tell you of a stranger that come to beg a meal, and underneath his napkin left $1,000 bill. It was in Oklahoma City. It was on a Christmas day. There come a whole carload of groceries with a letter that did say, well, you say that I'm an outlaw, you say that I'm a thief. Here's a Christmas dinner for the families on relief. Now it's through this world I ramble. I see lots of funny men. Some will rob you with a six gun, some with a fountain pen. But as through your life you travel, and as through your life you roam, you won't never see an outlaw drive a family from their home.
If we make it through December, everything's gonna be all right, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime, maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. Got laid off down at the factory, and their timing's not the greatest in the world. Heaven knows I've been working hard. Wanted Christmas to be right for Daddy's girl. I don't mean to hate December. It's meant to be the happy time of year. And my little girl don't understand why Daddy can't afford no Christmas here. If we make it through December, everything's gonna be alright, I know. It's the coldest time of winter, and I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December, got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine. Christmas trees in the snow.
will take you and leave you alone, watching spirals of white softly flow over your eyelids, and all you did will wait until the point when you let go.
Don't love anyone. Don't.